The Introduction. What Luther said of justification by faith, we may say concerning the resurrection of the dead. It is an article with which the Church stands or falls. Yet so foul an error had taken the head of some members in the Church at Corinth as to deny this grand truth, which St. Paul calls in another place one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Hebrews 6:2. How, say some among you, there is no resurrection of the dead? 1 Corinthians 15:12. And is it not strange that such who professed to believe the resurrection of Christ should deny their own? But much more that any in the church at Corinth, especially in those early days, should have such a darkness found on their minds who stood so near the rising sun, and that while St. Paul himself was yet alive, who had planted this church. By this we see that, though truth is error's elder, yet error is not much truth's younger. Though the gospel church was purest in the primitive times, yet it soon began to be corrupt in its members. Not unapt, therefore, was his saying this, who compared, in this respect, the gathering of churches to the gathering of apples, which, when first gathered, may appear all fair and sound, but then within a while some among them began to speck, and others to discover their rottenness. No doubt this church at Corinth, and so others gathered by the rest of the apostles, appeared in their members very sound in the faith and fair in their lives at their first embracing the gospel. Yet some, we see, soon discovered corruption in both. Now to recover the tainted, and especially to preserve the sound from this dangerous infection, the apostle sets himself to defend this article of our faith, well knowing that this was a blow made at the root of Christianity, which must fall to the ground if this cannot be maintained. And he does it with such invincible arguments that if any heretic shall now deny it, the reason cannot be deficiency in the proof here given, but rather a criminality conscience in himself, which makes him in his own defense deny a resurrection for fear of the judgment which attends it. Now the apostle, having done this, and withal shown the glorious array in which the saints shall arise out of their beds of dust, he then in 1 Corinthians 15...